Hi, this is Tom from the Happiness Quotient. Thank you for dropping by. You are one of my favorite listeners because if you're listening to this episode, you're hearing it before we changed our name to the Happiness Quotient. Just so you won't be surprised when you listen, you'll hear me talk about Baker Street with Tom Pollard. Believe me, you are in the right place. We've changed our name, but the excellence of the podcast just keeps getting better. Before we get to the episode, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe wherever you're listening, and I hope you'll visit my Patreon page for exclusive content at patreon.com/thehappinessquotient, and take a look at my YouTube page of the same name, where there are many Everest and music-related episodes, adventure-related podcast elements that can't be found here on the podcast itself. Thanks for being here. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave me a review, a rating, and share it with someone you care about. Now, on with the show. Hey guys, it's Tom. It is, it's about getting close to 12:30 on July 24th, 2020, a beautiful day, and the anniversary of my mother's birth, and I do miss her. Deeply, she was lovely and kind and gone way too early. It's been 4 years. So I had a dream last night. And, did I introduce you to Simba? This is my little friend, Simba. Got him at the Conway Area Humane Society shelter. And when I saw him, I knew that I had just met my new best friend. He's a good boy. So I had a dream last night, an absolutely interesting dream that wasn't exciting necessarily, but I walked into an office, and when I walked into this office, there was one of those swivel chairs that you would put at a desk, like the black and a cushiony material, and seated at it was a friend of mine, and I'll be honest, I wasn't absolutely sure who the friend was, but I knew it was a friend of mine. I recognized it as one of a couple of different people, and he was not speaking much, but I was moved to go up to him and hug him, and I hugged him a couple of times, and there were no words spoken, but I was conveying to him telepathically that I was sorry that I hadn't done a better job keeping in touch with him over the years. Obviously an old friend. And I hugged him, and then I realized that we were wearing the exact same jacket, a soft shell marmot jacket that I wear all the time. And so in saying to him telepathically that I regretted not staying in better touch with him over the years, it was obvious to me that he was acknowledging and accepting that. And the same, right? I mean, it's not all on me, right? But so the dream ended, and I woke up this morning feeling, remembering the dream and feeling a little haunted by it. And I checked my telephone, and there was a text that had been sent to me by a friend going back to Boston University days, by a friend who told me that my first roommate ever in Boston University from 1979 was in the hospital. And it didn't look good, that it looked like he probably won't make it, that he is having liver and kidney failure. And when I read that text, I realized that it was him. His hair was blonder probably than it was really in real life, and kind of needed a haircut for him. He's always a really short-haired guy and a little messy. And I think that was him. I was moved. I was beyond moved with emotion. And a bunch of people have been reaching out to me. He was a good roommate. He, heaven knows, man, we went through some times, I really loved him, but I think after he left Boston University after a second year, I never saw him again. We stayed in touch a little bit. Sometimes a decade would go by. But recently, on my birthday, he posted something on his timeline that said that he cared deeply for me. And so he wrote on his timeline, "One of the coolest all-around guys I was ever blessed to meet and call friend. Happy birthday, Tom Dharma Pollard." And I wrote back to him a day or so later, and I said, love you very much. And I have no idea if that's the last time that we'll have a conversation, which was basically messaging each other. So I sat out here emotional, but contemplative, and I wrote down in my journal, I can do better in life. Not necessarily keeping in touch with people. I understand people go their different ways, but I can do better. I can do better than what I'm living to. I'm capable of more, of a higher standard of excellence, of moral and ethical values, of being a man, being someone who can live with dignity on this earth and not fall prey to bouts of occasionally becoming angry or feeling insanely crazy over the madness taking place politically in the world. And so my second roommate, wrote me, and this is what I said to him. He said, "I don't know if you know this," and I wrote to him that I had had a dream, and that I told Wade that I was sorry that I hadn't stayed in close touch with him over the years. He didn't say anything, but he understood as if everything was okay. And when I read that text this morning, I was overwhelmed with emotion about how ephemeral life is. How fast it goes. The people that come and go in our lives. We love them, and then we never see them again. And that's okay. I accept that. But I can do better. I can do better for me. Because if I make me better, I make the world better. And doing well for me, making myself a better person, is all I can do to be a friend to you or to those around me. And there's the idea that life ain't over till it's over. And I've done a lot of work on improving myself spiritually, emotionally. Heaven knows I'm always trying to work on the financial aspect of things, and have achieved some really wonderful things and have some beautiful friends in my life. And I look at this nation right now and I sense that we've lost a sense of oneness, this sense that we're all in it together, and we are all in it together. But now it's becoming black and white or red and blue. And as it would turn out, yesterday I posted something. Admittedly, it was not my best moment. I posted something on my Instagram story about the supposed cognitive test that Donald Trump brags about having passed with flying colors, which, by the way, is a test that is actually to measure if people have dementia or not, because they ask you to remember 5 words in a row and then repeat it later in the test. And Trump seemed to think that that was incredible. And I thought that was very funny. If not scary. And so my friend, well, whom I thought was a friend, viciously attacked me in messages on my Instagram, just accusing me of the most insane things. And I was just like, look, this says nothing. Whoa, easy, Tiger. This is incredible that granted, he could have, you know, this is the thing, actually, that kind of gets me, is that The people who are so in line behind a candidate or a president that you can't, any rational human being would look at that and think, yeah, that was not his best moment, claiming that the cognitive test was a test for brilliance. And like, just admit it. Instead, they start lashing out. Biden, he told me that Biden was a pedophile and was from the KKK. I'm like, whoa, more sexual assault cases have been levied against the president than just about any human being in history. And he hung out. Do we even know? And then he even wished Ghislaine Maxwell well. Like the woman who was provided 13 to 15-year-old girls to Jeffrey Epstein, who was one of Trump's best friends. Like, don't, like, please, dude. All I did was make a comment about Trump thinking he's a genius for remembering five words in a row three times in a 30-minute test. It's pretty ridiculous. God, if I ever brag about stuff like that, institutionalize me. What I'm saying is we can do better. We can do better in this world. We can do better by each other. I can do better. That's all I need to be concerned about. I can do better. It's not my job to judge you or the people whom I live with, my children. It's up to me to do better by me. And when I do that, it makes it better for you and the rest of the world. If we could all just focus on ourselves. Okay, so I deleted the caustic comment about Donald Trump thinking he was a genius. He's not. Who cares? George Bush wasn't a genius, and I liked him. At least he was an honest guy. Like, come on, man. Quit getting so sensitive about this. I don't need to go any further than into my heart to know what's right and what's wrong. This isn't about red or blue or black and white. This is about right or wrong. Discernment, going into my heart and using my heart to know whether it's okay if unmarked vans are showing up at protests and armor-clad warriors coming out and beating the crap out of people for having, you know, no other thing, you know, offensive than just showing up. Just mind-boggling what's happening in our world today. And we need to use discernment. And that's what I talk about in Season 2, Episode 13, and I hope you'll go take a look at the podcast episode that I posted yesterday, and take a listen. It's a very short episode inspired by the comet Neowise, which we still have a few days to go and view. So use discernment. Do better by you. When you do better by you and not judge others, it does better for the world. This world can be a better place instantaneously. I don't see it happening, but all I know is I can start right here. I can be better. I can do better. I can do better, and I can be better for my roommate Wade, who's very, very sick right now. And I love him, and I haven't seen him in decades, and I wish him well and his family well. Do better by yourself, and it will do better for the world. I love you. I love you, my mom, too. Happy birthday one more time to you, and be well.
If you're still here, thank you for visiting. I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe wherever you're listening, and I hope you'll also visit my Patreon page for exclusive content at patreon.com/thehappinessquotient, and take a look at my YouTube page of the same name, where there are many Everest and music-related episodes, as well as adventure content and interview snippets that can't be found here on the podcast. Thank you for being here. I hope you'll share this, leave me a review, a rating, and come back soon.